Two environmental groups are challenging federal approval of an insecticide dubbed as a forever chemical. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The insecticide isocycloserum was approved by the Environmental Protection Agency for use on golf courses and lawns and also for a variety of food crops. Now two conservation groups, the Center for Biological Diversity and the Center for Food Safety, are suing the EPA to reverse the approval. Nathan Donnelly is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
That's why this is so worrisome, is it's not just this stuff being sprayed out in the middle of nowhere. It's being sprayed near rural communities on foods that we eat and feed our families. It gets into the water as well. So it's really pervasive in the environment. And once you have an approval like this, it's really hard to reverse the ultimate damage that comes from that. And that's what our lawsuit really seeks to do, is try and get this approval reversed as quickly as possible so the collateral damage is going to be lessened to a certain extent.
Donnelly says the approval was largely influenced by several appointees to the EPA who were former lobbyists for the chemical industry.
People from the industries that are putting these chemicals out there are now essentially controlling the regulatory agency whose sole purpose is to keep those industries in check.
Donnelly expects oral arguments in the case to start in July. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.